All righty, this morning we are going to be in Exodus 34, 27 through 35, if y'all like to read along. And we're not going to do a review from last week. We had a topical last week, so we're just going to skip that part. So let's go to the reading of God's Word in Exodus 34, 27 through 35. Then the Lord one moment. Let's give the questions. I haven't done this in a while. I forgot how to do this. Who wrote the Ten Commandments on the stone tablets? That's our first question. Why were the people afraid of Moses when he came down from Mount Sinai? That's the second question. And what did Moses wear to help the people not be afraid of his glowing skin? That's cool. Glowing skin. All right. Now, Exodus 34, 27 through the end of the chapter. Then the Lord said to Moses, write these words, for according to the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. He neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Now it was so when Moses came down from Mount Sinai and the two tablets of testimony were with Moses in his hands, that Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone while he talked with the Lord. So when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come near him. Then Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses talked with them. Afterwards, all the children of Israel came near, and he gave them as commandments all that the Lord had spoken with him on Mount Sinai. And when Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would take the veil off until he came out, and he would come out and speak to the children of Israel whatever he had been commanded. And whenever the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone, then Moses would put the veil on his face again until he went in to speak with the Lord. All righty. So, who wrote the Ten Commandments? He did. That's correct. All right. Moses did as God told him what to write. At first, God had said that he would do... the writing. But here... we see that he did it through Moses. This is God's pattern, giving his written word through men inspired by the Holy Spirit. Why were the people afraid of Moses when he came down from Mount Sinai? He glowed. And sometimes... people put like a lotion on their face or some kind of glitter or stuff like that and just kind of make their face skin shine. This was different. This was like putting a extreme bright light on the inside of his skin and it shone out. Really wild. It had to have been wild. All right. What did Moses wear to help the people not be afraid of his glowing skin? A veil, that's correct. All right. Good news covenant with his sinful people through a glowing mediator. As Moses came down from the mountain with a new set of tablets in his hand, he probably wondered what awaited him. After all, he had been on the mountain 40 days, giving Israel plenty of time to get into mischief. But instead of meeting the noise of an out-of-control party, Moses met fearful silence. He entered the camp of Israel, eager to tell how God was renewing the covenant with them. But Moses didn't realize that something had happened to his face while he was with God. It was shining, not with the kind of shimmer that happens when you rub oil on your skin in the sun, but with the kind of brilliance that radiated from the sun itself. Israel, like a deer in the headlight, was frozen in horror before the face of their glowing mediator. Like the other miracles in Scripture, this miracle showed that Moses' word were God's word. Israel needed to know that the law Moses was delivering to them was not something he made up, but it was from Yahweh. This miracle also showed the truth of Israel's sinfulness to them as they struggled to look at Moses' face. This dim reflection of God's holy majesty was too much for them to handle, so Moses covered it to lessen their fears. That would be awesome to see this, but it would be awesomely fearful to see this, something that we've never seen before, the sun shining through somebody. That would be scary. The situation was not the best, but this was God's plan. As he was preparing his people for another human face that would glow with glory. Unlike Moses' face, this man's face would not be a dim reflection of glory, and his glory would never fade, for this man's glowing with glory would be Yahweh himself. As the true mediator, the face of Jesus shines with a godly brilliance far greater than that of Moses. As we look at his face in the gospel, we begin, like Moses, to reflect his glory in the church and in the world. So, as we learn more and more about Christ, we become more and more like Christ, which is in our lives something awesome. Because as we show Christ, we project Christ and we project his word to all those people around us. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all, with an unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. So as we become to know the Lord, we become more like the Lord. As we become more like the Lord, we get to show others what the Lord is. And as they begin to realize their sinful nature, they too will become to know the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 4:1-6, we read, "Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifesting of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even in our gospel is veiled. It is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of the age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and in ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So, what happens to us as we look on Jesus' face through the power of the Holy Scripture? We shine. We shine just like Moses shined. We are made to reflect his glory. This doesn't mean we will shine with physical rays of light, but that our lives will reflect God's character as we grow to know him through Jesus Christ. So, as we go through our week and pray, let's pray that the Spirit would cause every member of our family and friends to behold the light of God, the light of God's glory on his face, on the face of Jesus. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for this day, Father. We thank you for your word, that it shows us who Jesus is, Father, and that we can relay that message, Father, not just through words, but deeds as well. Father, we thank you so much for who you are and what you do. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.